The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
This week we heard that fathers are still lagging behind when it comes to taking up their state-funded leave after their child's birth or adoption. Some companies are trying to change attitudes. Two multinationals, Vodafone Ireland and Hewlett-Packard Enterprises, have just become the latest employers to introduce paid paternity leave after drinks giant Diageo piloted this earlier in the year with the announcement of 26 weeks of paid paternity leave for every employee regardless of gender, sexual orientation or how people become parents. I'm joined now by the woman who was the driving force behind this scheme, Diageo Group Chief HR Officer Mairead Nagar. Mairead, how did this come about?
It initially happened that the UK was revising their maternity policy, and we had encouraged them to be really progressive in how they thought about what they would put in place. They conceived of the notion of, you know, creating equal benefits for both men and women, and that was implemented in the UK. But having done that, and in parallel, Diageo was looking at its refreshed business strategy. We had made a big commitment that as Diageo we would champion inclusion and diversity, and we would lead with best practice policies everywhere. And so after the UK implemented their policy or made that decision, I had a conversation with the CEO and the executive committee, and we decided that this was something we were going to make happen.
Was it one conversation?
It was a number. It was a number of conversations, to be fair. I had an initial discussion with the CEO who said, can we think about whether this is possible globally? And in the context of a big company like Diageo, where we operate in 180 countries everywhere, it's not that usual that we would say this is a global policy. In fact, it's quite difficult to make that happen when we encourage managing directors in their own countries to have absolute autonomy over things like benefits.
You see, I wonder about that, because what would the local or regional managers say if they took the view that they sort of run their own show, they have their own costs, they're thinking this is going to be an additional cost.
True.
Culturally, things are very different here to the way they are in Europe or in North America. They might also think to themselves, the staff aren't looking for it. So was there a little bit of, not so much resistance, but them saying, do we really need to do this?
There was, because I think it's right that people would consider, how does this have an impact on overhead? We're making the decision mid-year. Is that going to affect my margins? Particularly in some markets where we had set them quite stretching margin challenges to deliver the total Diageo annual operating plan. And so, rightly so, they questioned whether this was going to affect their cost base. And in addition to that, some of them made the very point you've just said, Richard, which is, are our employees looking for this? And if not, is this the best use of funds? And actually, we just overcame that in a number of conversations. As we thought about Diageo, what we stand for, the fact that we have a purpose that's about celebrating life, and what better way to celebrate life than to have a policy like this in place?
I presume in some countries that you operate in, what were the maternity or paternity leave? There may not have been maternity leave at all.
Very low levels of maternity leave in some countries. Actually, the US would probably be the example of a country that still has lower levels than maternity benefit than in Europe. So to have 6 months for men and women in the US is quite extraordinary. We see it as creating massive opportunity to attract talent into the business. And, you know, while there were question marks over whether the take-up would be high, I was in China a few weeks ago and delighted to find that an individual whose name I was calling out wasn't present in the room because he was on paternity leave. So even in countries where it was deemed to be culturally not something that would be taken up, we've seen take-up.
When it comes then to gender equality and issues around maternity leave or paternity leave, let's say, for example, how big do you think the strides are that are being made by corporations in general in relation to these issues, and how much further do they have to go?
I think some corporations are making big strides and others have a lot further to go. I think the issues are quite multifaceted. It's not just about policies. It's also about target setting, about whether companies are making progress when it comes to board membership and gender equality on boards. So I think if you look at the statistics in the UK and in Ireland or elsewhere across the world, there is still substantial progress to be made.
Is there an element of some people would say, well, look, Diageo is a very large international successful group making lots of profits. You can afford to do this. We can't.
We can afford to do it, certainly as a bigger corporation. It is easier to do it. That still doesn't mean, if you think about our size, it still costs money and we still need to believe that the investment is worth it. In smaller companies, it might be a little bit more challenging to conceive of doing something like this, but I would encourage them to think about what progress can they make outside of big increases in benefits if that's insurmountable for them.
When you look at this initiative in Diageo, how will you measure success? By the number of people who take it up or by the quality of the workforce that you get joining the company because they're attracted to these benefits?
I think it'll be whether we have greater levels of engagement, we retain the best talent and we're also able to attract the best talent. And I do believe that one of the, I suppose, indirect benefits of men having more time with their children is that women will have more opportunity as a result. So for every man who goes on paternity leave, there potentially is an opportunity for a woman to gain more experience, and eventually it should even itself out. So these policies have a direct and indirect benefit, and that's our hope.
Mairead Nigar, Chief HR Officer with Diageo, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.
Thank you very much. Thank you.